The Word of God is given to us to feed on. We at Deliverance Assemblies of God Church, located at Kotobabi behind Ebony Hotel in Accra, use this channel to come your way with the unadulterated Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
God disposes, And so we thank God for everything. And so to everyone that is online, you follow what we are doing. I know some may be driving, some may be in traffic. So during the time of the communion, lifting the cup, they may not be able to do it, but just follow and be part of what is going
on.
Beloved, the war that is going on right now in Israel between Israel and Hamas has a very deep spiritual and demonic significance.
Na okuna akoso wo oma Israel eye Hamas ni Israel ntemu no ewo kwisosum no ewo ne emu dobia eye sensu die bipa honhom ni honemu anabonsam onnyina.
It has brought a change
and is akraye kese pa naba
in the world political systems,
viasemanyo semu
company systems,
amamu
a change in the church. Beloved, Jesus is coming soon. And so we need to get ourselves ready. One of the things that will happen before Jesus comes is that the church will be sealed.
Na adeba kwe be si ansana Yesu aba ni se asoro no yebe soni yenso.
Real believers will be known.
Na GDFO papa nankasano yebe huomu.
Situations will happen that will actually differentiate true believers from fake believers.
Na tibye bibe sisi ama yediye hu insunsure da no kre e kriso fuomu ene wonga wanye no kre e kriso fuomu.
The first one is the COVID.
You
know that after the COVID, some people haven't stepped in church.
Do you
know that some people still believe that there is still COVID? COVID was very good. It was a good sign. To separate the sheep from the goat. To separate true believers from fake believers. But there are more things that are coming that are more than COVID. That is why we must do everything to establish intimacy with Jesus and with the Word and the Holy Spirit. Beloved, God is closer to you and I more than we think. Especially those of us who have sincerely given our lives to Jesus Christ. Jesus lives in us.
Yesu
His Spirit lives in us. God doesn't see you as you are. He sees you through Jesus Christ. Because Jesus Christ became our sin. He took our place. And and gave us his place. And so in Christ, you are a different creation. You are a different person. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Tonight, in fact, as a matter of fact, see, there is this man of God that one of our sisters in Cote d'Ivoire, once a while she will call me and say, Pastor, did you meet right now? Did you have a meeting now of what the two of you should preach? The first man of God was in India. What's the name of this? The
Indian
message I preach here on Sunday. The scriptures I used. Similar phrases I used. Were the same phrases he used. The same text and everything. Let me see whether I can get his name. And so this sister sent me a message that, Papa, you and this person, did you have a meeting? And she posted to me the message that that man in India preached. And now another one is Joshua Selma in Nigeria.
And as you see, Joshua Selma in Nigeria.
Once in a while, this sister will call me that you and Joshua Selma, did you meet? Did you have a meeting of what you are going to tell God's people? Because either what he preach, you preach, or what you preach is what he's also preaching. You know, why am I saying this? We are in the days that we must listen to the Holy Spirit and follow the leadership of the Holy Spirit. I was listening to one of the men of God and he was saying that don't wait until trouble comes before you pray. And God has taught me this thing long time. We must learn to pray ahead. We must learn to pray by the leadership of the Holy Spirit. And I thank God that that's the area of advantage that God has given to me. Think I've missed this man's name, eh? I thought he was on my this thing. He's a very great preacher in India. I know I'll find it. You see, beloved, if there is anything the church should do more now, is prayer. I am telling you, prayer. Whether you are seeing something or not, pray. Pray by faith. Pray from your heart. Pray the word. Pray the prophecies. Pray the promises. Pray in the spirit. Because prayer is not a waste of time. At least in Revelation chapter 5 and 8, we know that there is a container, there is a golden bowl that receives our
Na ye ka se sika koko kuro bi wo ha eji empire bo egumu.
I was listening to a certain man of God. You see, sometimes when I'm praying long hours at a point, in order to keep my hours going, the Lord will lead me. I'll be listening to some people just to keep me praying. Yesterday, after morning podcast, 11th hour, evening, in the night, again, 2 hours in the night. This morning, I woke up. Another 1 hour. This afternoon, I went somewhere. I came back. Went home. Another 1 hour. And I'm here again to lead. Amen.
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 It's not a waste of time. You don't know what is ahead. So that when people are falling down, you are just, you are lifting them up. Because you have prayed into the future. So what others are crying about, you are just laughing at it. Like today, some of the young preachers, I don't want to mention whether they are prophet or apostle, or otherwise the title, when they call me and some of them are crying and ask about ministry, how things are not working, this, I am laughing at them.
Because
I have passed there. I've gone through those things. Amen.
Amen.
Today we were with a great prophet named Brekusu. Brekusu. I went to Brekusu. I didn't go to consult him. He was one of our sons here. Who has a church, and once in a while he asked me to go in, but he is not staying here. He is married outside and living there with the wife and the white lady, and then they have 4 children, and so he will ask me, Papa, go and look at my church and all
that.
He has told me the problem that he's having in the church, in the ministry and all that.
And today we went.
And he was talking. And I told him simple things. ABC.
Abede.
I taught the ABC of ministry.
Abede.
And he was sitting down. I said, you.
I see not well. I see
here. The ABC of ministry.
Where are the one you made me move?
What you are doing, you are wasting your time. Look, you are beginning to grow old.
You see, I wife here say, El Bakokra.
What you are doing, is it God who is asking you to do it? Is it God? What exactly is God asking you to do? You see, some of our young people here who think that pastor is not helping us, is not pushing us into ministry. Today, I talked to somebody.
In fact,
two people. One of them started shouting on phone. Pastor, now I understand why God doesn't answer our prayers. Because most of these people around you, what they have been telling us is that Pastor is not helping us. Especially those of us who sit at the back. That's what they tell us. Pastor is not helping us. Pastor is not helping us. When I open my mouth and I started telling, you see, may God forgive us. This person started shouting. Now I understand why God doesn't answer our prayers. Because we are carrying a lie. We believe a lie. When I told the person what the church board has even done for a particular person, now, but the person doesn't qualify himself. This person was shouting.
Say, hey.
There are two sides of every story. Anytime anybody is saying something about pastor or the church to you, come and find out. If you don't want to have a problem with God. I told the person, do you know that we have sent this person to course before? With a group of people, those who went, when they came, they brought us a report about him. The teachers in the school brought a report about him. Do you know that we asked him, what else can you do? He said this, we sent him there. And after that thing, he can still perform that thing. Look, we are praying. But the things that cause answers not to come, they are many. What do you believe in your head about the pastor, about the church?
And then
what have you heard?
That
is why those who come to church
with
you. Today, that lady hasn't arrived yet. Your friend, who you have been bringing. The testimonies that this woman is beginning to give.
Now, that's the idea, sir. Mami, FUSAD.
She's not a member here.
Oh, yeah, sorry about our house.
She's a leader in a church somewhere.
Oh, you did can you assure me more, baby?
But a worker with him.
No, yeah.
Her testimony should have been read last Sunday, but because the lady pastor was not very well, maybe coming Sunday she will read.
Every day she's giving testimonies.
Do you know why? She's just coming. Her attention is hot. I want to receive. I just want to receive. She sits somewhere here, slim like that. She sits somewhere here. And this person will shout, look, I was telling the person, that's why sometimes when pastor blow out, all you need to do is to pray for me. Because we don't tell you details. So one day when the leader blows out, why is pastor like this? You don't know. Mr. Jano hasn't come. He sits there.
Don't
say he's the one they will send to come and confront me. When I say 1, 2, 3 things to Mr. Jano, you sit down like this.
I said,
Pastor,
You are too patient. You are rather too quiet. I say,
hey,
but they sent you to come and confront me. You have also come.
You know about.
Beloved, we want God to answer our prayers. Tonight, we are lifting the cup to awaken the false spirit.
They are sorry.
They are called either false spirit, four powers, or angels of heaven. This false spirit, they are in charge of the four corners of the earth.
Now, one over here, association,
we are awakening them by lifting the cup. To go into action against the enemy.
So, omukodi juma entia otamfo no.
One time, Mr. Ajano came to me.
I see that crow. Papa Ajano ba nchei.
That time we were in the wooden structure, then we just started our project.
They say
you are using the money to drink coke. That's why the church cannot.
So
I've come to find out why you are using the church money to drink coke.
I said,
thank you, sir.
I
shook his hands.
I said,
congratulations.
Why are there?
Always when you hear come.
I
opened the fridge. I think it was a Wednesday after Bible, one of the days. I opened the fridge.
I think it was Friday.
The fridge was full. I
said,
what do you see?
I said, if
I were to be drinking them, would they still be like this? I told
him,
I stopped drinking coke about 10 years ago. Sometimes 5 years I haven't drunk coke.
Or
5 years before
I
would drink one. But do you know why this is here? When we close church, those who count money, the welfare people, the credit union people,
credit for
those who are working after church, they buy pie for them. They refresh them. So after church on Sunday, come and watch the fridge inside and see whether you see any coke. Truly after church, he came.
The
fridge was empty.
Fridge in the
I say, are you okay now?
I say, sorry, what to an
oh, pastor, to be a pastor is not easy. Oh.
I say, I saw, we are there for me.
To be a pastor is not easy. Oh.
I saw, we are so for there for me.
That when the young men say, pastor, Mr. You remember? Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. He remembered it. You see, so when you are carrying this,
it is a way so now the name.
Your prayers will not be answered. Anything you hear about somebody, go and find out. Go and find out. My wife doesn't tell me about people. The questions are, you yourself, you'll be sorry. Then she'll be saying, oh, this kind of man. That's why I don't tell you things. I
say,
how do you know that what they are saying is true? Did you hear it yourself? Were you there? Did you ask the person questions? Because I want my prayers to be heard. Answered. Amen.
Amen.
Do you know why these things are coming? God wants to sanitize the atmosphere. Because where we have reached, we should begin to celebrate testimonies. God knows that we are praying and we have prayed and kept on praying and we have prayed and we have prayed enough. But God is addressing little things that are left for us to deal with. Amen.
Amen.
Tonight, we are lifting the cup. That's the theme. Lifting the cup to awaken the false spirit or powers or angels of heaven to go into action against the enemy. As we read in Zechariah chapter 6, from verse 5 to 8, the angel answered me, "These are the false spirits of heaven." Say, false spirit of heaven.
False spirit of heaven.
Say, false spirit of heaven.
False spirit of heaven.
Going out from standing in the presence of the Lord of the whole world. They stand in the presence of the Lord. The one with the black horses is going toward the north country. The one with the white horses toward the west. The one with the dapple towards the south. When the powerful horses went out, they were straining. They were struggling to go throughout the earth. And he said, go throughout the earth. So they went throughout the earth. Then he called to me, look, those going towards the north country have given my spirit rest in the land of the north. They have given what? My spirit rest. They have given my spirit rest. They have given my spirit rest. They were straining. They were struggling. Why were angels struggling or spirits struggling to go? That is telling you the ranks of principalities and powers they needed to break through.
Now,
like what happened to Angel Gabriel when he was bringing the answer to Daniel. That is why we should never stop praying. Because there are cosmic battles in the air.
Now,
they were straining. And those who went toward the north country gave the spirit of God rest. Rest on the people of that land. And you know, anywhere the Spirit of God rests, prosperity comes, healing comes, deliverances come. Any place the Spirit of God rests, possibility resolves. Nothing will be impossible there. May the Spirit of God rest in your life.
Amen.
May the Spirit of God rest on you.
Amen.
May the Spirit of God locate where you are.
Amen.
Wherever the Spirit of God rests, there is peace. There is fulfillment. There is joy. So the false spirit, they stand in the presence of God. They were sent out to go throughout the whole earth. They were sent on an assignment. On a mission. When you read Revelation chapter 7, verse 1 to 3.
Revelation 7,
1 to 3. After this, I saw four angels, another four, standing at the four corners of the earth, holding back the four winds of the earth to prevent any wind from blowing on the land or on the sea or on any tree.
This is what will happen after the rapture.
When we see our humanity,
even the air we breathe will be rationed. The air you are breathing free of charge now, you can't breathe free of charge. The angels, they will be giving it to you small.
So no one should
miss the rapture.
Anyone
that misses the rapture,
you can't
survive. You by all means take the mark of the beast.
Because
the troubles, you can't.
When
you miss the rapture,
and I said,
the painful death that Jesus Christ died.
Now,
you are now going to die that death for yourself. One day they will come and cut one of your ears. You won't go to hospital. Another day they will come and cut your left hand. You won't go to hospital. They will come and remove one of your eyes. That's how they will cut you small. And you see, death will not come quickly. You will really suffer the pain. Look, it will almost be impossible for anyone who misses the rapture to be able to survive the tribulation. You will go for the mark.
Like
some of us who don't have the capacity to start, me, it is my wife. This is why we are different. If I were not to be married to this woman, I don't think I would be where I am today.
Because me,
when I push 1, 2, 3,
and
nothing is happening, then I say, maybe God is not inside. But she will say, no. It's the enemy. Let us push through. That is how she has been since secondary school days. When I was SU president, she was my vice. Brother Butcher, let's put this thing
and then the thing will work.
So most of the time when I stand before students,
they
are praising me as your president, the best president, they say, I say, it is my vice. Is this lady? I am just taking her glory. Free of charge. So supposing I miss the rapture, do you think I will be ready to die for myself? I better go for the mark and go to hell. May the Lord forbid that I miss the rapture. No one here will miss the rapture.
Amen.
And by that, you should observe your heart. The kind of life you live. Be very closer to God. That is all you need. So we see, then I saw another angel coming up from the east, having the seal of the living God. Verse 2. He called out in a loud voice to the four angels who had been given power to harm the land and the sea. Verse 3. Do not harm the land or the sea or the trees until we put a seal on the foreheads of the servants of our God. That's why we anoint our forehead with communion.
Please.
Learn to anoint yourself every day, either with the anointing or with
communion.
Your children, anoint them. For almost 25 years now, I anoint myself every day. The first thing I do after I come out of the bathroom, I anoint certain part of myself first. I anoint around my mouth. I anoint my ear. So that I can hear well. I anoint the top of my eyes. I anoint under my toe. I anoint my fingers. In some other places. Which are only known to God. Amen.
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 Yes.
Amen.
So that no demon can pass through. Do you know the things I have encountered before I'm standing before you?
Amen.
People look at me, they say, you are strong. Oh, it is not that I'm strong. It's the grace of God.
I'm telling you,
it's the grace of God. And it is the love for what I've been called to do. I just love it. I am just committed to it. That is it. That is it. Sometimes you are coming to church. Immediately you cross Ebony Hotel, you receive a call. The message you hear will break your heart before you get to the car park. Pastor, I heard somebody say you did this. I heard that you said this.
Who can say?
I heard that because of this thing you did to this person, is why this. Immediately, you don't take it, the anointing begin to drop. Later, when you meet the person, the person
will
say, I didn't say so.
Oh, man, can sa.
We are going to pray. We are going to leave the cup right now. Beloved,
I don't know.
Thank to the person by you.
Nani,
tell the person, make sure you don't miss the rapture. Make sure you don't miss the rapture. Let nothing cause you to miss the rapture. Amen.
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 We are going to leave the cup. You are going to leave the cup because you are a covenant child of God. And you are supported by the external altar and covenant. Amen.
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 Bow down your heads right now. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Don't stand yet. Just sit and bow down your heads.
Whilst
the deacons should come and surround the communion, the deacons and the pastors. Commit yourself into the hands of the Lord. Ask the Lord to have mercy on you. Ask the Holy Spirit to search you. Any area you are weak. Any area you have given to the enemy. Any spirit that has control of your ear. Any spirit that has charge of your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to search you. And to deliver you. And to liberate you. Ask the Holy Spirit to reset you. Reset. Holy Spirit, reset me. Reset me. Reset me. Reset me. Reset me. Holy Spirit, reset me. Holy Spirit, reset my heart. If I'm holding, look, one of the prayers I pray every day is my heart. To be a pastor. That's why sometimes these young people think that we are not promoting them to be. Do you have a heart? It is not just holding the mic.
And
waving your hand for people to fall down. Do you have the character? Do you have the heart? Do you know the things you are going to hear?
Do you know the lies people are going to say about you? Especially people who are very close to you. And when people are close to you are talking, people believe it because they know that those people are close to you. Let me say some, not everyone close to you is like that. You don't know. Ask the Holy Spirit to search your heart. It's a prayer I pray every day. I was telling somebody 3 days ago that it took me 3 months for God to work on me. To flash out 4 people from my heart who have been here before. What they did against me, the lies they told about me, the things they did to me, after I've given my whole heart to them, I nearly cursed them. I said, look, if I were to die within a certain time, I wouldn't make it to heaven. Because of those four people. Or five. 3 were Francophones. And 2 Ghanaians. They were very prominent people in this church. I had to ask the Holy Spirit to help me.
Jesus.
Ask the Holy Spirit to prepare you right now. That this communion you are taking will land well. I just said it. Today I spoke to somebody. Two people. About the lie that somebody has told them. They didn't know it is a lie. Until a conversation came up and I needed to explain. Somebody shouted and said,
"Hey!
Papa!
Papa!
Now I know why God is not answering our prayers. We are carrying lies. People have told us things that we haven't verified. Telling people, Pastor is not helping us. We want to do the work of God. Pastor is not helping us. I said, do you know that this person, we sent this person to lay workers. He couldn't even write his name. After that, he said, you will do this. We sent him a church board. We pay fees for him to go and learn this.
And
come and help the church. He came back. He can't do anything. Sometimes when we blow, just pray for us. You don't understand. We don't tell you details. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. As I come to the table, as I lift the cup, I want to lift this cup with a free heart, with a free mind. So help me, Lord. Free my mind. Free my heart. Free my mouth. Liberate me from pain. Liberate me from anxiety. Liberate me from pain. Liberate me from bitterness. Liberate me from anger. Liberate me from unforgiveness. Liberate me, oh God, from fear. Liberate me, Lord. Liberate me. As I lift to God the cup, oh God. Shabala karabashanda.
Yes, Lord. Liberate me, 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 Lord, liberate me, Lord, liberate me, Lord, liberate me, liberate me, liberate me, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, ushers can
we can all stand right now. Ushers, lead them. Just come and pick. We want to just pick the communion, and we are going to pray with the cup in your hand. Why should I be just be speaking in tongues? If you can't speak in tongues, just be declaring the blood. Be in the prayer mood. Those of you in, online, you can also do the same. Everybody is speaking one.
Yandiri makabra darababa rakabale brukuturu muzinia mama yandi makabru kuturu busiataya ya baba ya brakata rabazandaya ilibre keteri makabra darababa rakabale breketere mazandiri makabrandu rakababa ya brandaya ya baba ya brandarababa lebre katele busiataya rakabale brukuturu muzinia makabra darababa libre kataraba zandiri makabala baba rakabale keteli mazandiri ba libro kabandara baba yandiri makabra durubuziata ya baba lebra kabala kata rakabale brukuturu muzinia makabra ndaya ya baba ya bala baba yandiri makabra darababa labra kabaya ba rakatala bazandara baba yandiri makabra ndaya
in Jesus name,
amen.
Has everybody been served?
We can't
wait for everybody. Those of us who have been served, we just want to continue. Let me tell you this. What I told somebody today, anything anybody is telling you, they are not giving you details. So you don't know details. So don't conclude. Because you don't know the details. You think it's my best friend. The person is not telling you every detail. You should also know who you tell details to. Don't give details. Learn to talk to people in parables. Know the spirit in people before you tell them details. The reason why some of us have suffered delays in life is because we thought everybody was like us. I tell you everything. I open my heart. Like these four people I was talking about who are no longer in the church. They know everything. Only for me to know later that I am their worst enemy. You give your details to your worst enemy. Because when they were around, you thought. May the Lord help us. You see, that is what matures you. That is what matures you. Number two, anybody who cannot be free in your presence, when when you are around the person or the person is not free, watch out, the person is a suspect.
Now,
the person is a suspect. Yes. The person is very careful when he's around you. The person either gossips about you outside or the person is connected to people who hate you.
Na ebi odi hu se kuo anase obatan krofu bi e wo tan wo ho.
Makarabashatakaba. God has taught us, eh?
Azinya me akire ba.
Are you ready now?
Why ekrado sabre?
Say, Holy Spirit, we are ready.
Unkonko ya ekrado.
So help us now.
Ete boy sesia.
Let me tell you.
Mami kanchro.
After tonight's prayer, yesterday's prayer, in fact, this week, before we come here on Sunday, you are coming with a testimony.
Amen.
Somebody just sent me a testimony right now about yesterday. The person was not in church but was online. Now we are starting. Say, my Father in heaven, I stand before you as a covenant child of God. I stand before you as your covenant son or daughter. As a covenant child of God, I am supported.
I am supported
by the eternal altar,
a
covenant. Tonight,
in
the name of Jesus Christ, by lifting this cup of remembrance of victory of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross against principalities, against powers, I awaken. I awaken. The four angels. Or the four spirits. Or the four powers. Of the heavens. In charge of the four corners of the earth. Where I live. And where I stand. Through this cup. Let these four angels go into action. Now, against the enemies. 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 Against principalities and powers at the gate of my delivery. Let the four angels, by the lifting of this cup, go into action against the four powers that are causing delays in my life. Against the powers that are detaining my delivery angel. Against principalities. Against powers. At the gate of my delivery. As I lift this cup, let the four angels be awakening right now into action. Into action against the enemies, against the principalities, against powers at the gate of my delivery, against powers causing delays in my life, against powers detaining my miracle, against powers detaining my delivery angel. Let the four angels, let them go into action now. Pray. Let them go into action. By the lifting of this cup.
By the lifting of this cup. Let the four angels of God go into action now. Go into action now. Go into action now. Let the four angels go into action. 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 Go into action.
Say, my Father in heaven.
My Father.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of
Jesus Christ. By the lifting of this cup.
By the lifting of this cup.
We engage the four angels.
We engage the four angels.
That stand in your presence.
That stand in your presence.
That are also in charge of the four corners of this earth.
Also in charge of the four corners of this earth.
To go into warfare right now.
To go into warfare right now.
Against principalities and powers.
Against principalities and powers.
That are resisting my destiny. That are resisting my dream.
That are
resisting my testimony. That are resisting my expectation. That are resisting my answers to prayer. That are resisting my prophetic words. That are resisting your promises to me. Let those four angels, by this cup,
by this covenant cup,
let them go into warfare right now
on
my behalf. Let them go into warfare. Let them go into warfare. Take the prayer right now. Take the prayer. Go into
warfare.
Say, by the lifting of this cup,
by the lifting of this cup,
I break down.
I break out
and shut down,
occultic advantage,
against me,
in my father's house,
in my mother's house,
at my workplace,
in my office,
in my neighborhood,
as I leave this camp,
I shut down,
occultic advantage,
and witchcraft advantage,
in my life.
In my father's house,
in my mother's house,
at my workplace,
in my neighborhood,
as I leave this camp,
I shut down,
and I break down,
occultic
and witchcraft
advantage
against my dream,
against my destiny,
against my testimony,
against my prophetic word.
Beloved, it is working.
Shut down right now.
Begin to shut down. It is working. Shut down, Occultic advantage. Witchcraft advantage.
Shut down and break down.
Break down and shut down.
Prayer point number 4 or 5.
Bible teatoso and I and Enum.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
By lifting this cup.
By lifting this cup.
I shut down.
I shut down.
And break down.
And break down.
Occultic and witchcraft doorways.
Occultic and witchcraft doorways.
And gateways.
And gateways.
In my life.
In my life.
In my life,
in my life,
and into my dream,
and into my dream,
and into my destiny,
and into my destiny,
and into my testimony,
and into my testimony,
into my expectation,
and into my expectation,
and into my marriage,
and into my marriage,
and into my career,
and into my career,
and into my finances,
and into my finances,
and into my company,
and into my establishment,
into my investment,
into my
residence,
in this flat of people where I live,
as I leave this cup,
the cup of victory,
I shut down,
and
I break down, occultic and witchcraft,
doorways and gateways,
into my life,
into my marriage,
into my home,
into my career,
into my my dream, into my destiny, into my testimony. Begin to shut down right now. Shut down, shut down. Occultic and witchcraft doorways and gateways. Doorways and gateways. Doorways and gateways.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As I lift this cup.
As I lift this cup.
I break down.
I break down.
And I shut down.
And I shut down.
Any demonic altar.
Any demonic altar.
Any demonic covenant.
Any demonic covenant.
Any demonic foundation.
Any demonic foundation.
That is fighting anything in my life.
That is fighting anything.
That is fighting my dream.
That is fighting my
dream. That is fighting my destiny.
That is fighting my destiny.
That is fighting my fulfillment.
That is fighting my fulfillment.
As I lift this cup,
as I lift this cup,
I shut them down.
I shut them down.
I shut down the altars. I shut down the covenant.
I shut down.
I shut down family altars. Parental altars, ancestral altars, and covenants. I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down. I shut them down. We are going to lift two more prayers for ourselves. Then we pray for the church. And then we intercede over the war that is going on in Israel right now. We are going to shut down satanic and demonic infiltration and interferences and interruptions into our lives. We are going to shut down occultic and witchcraft infiltrations, interferences, and interruptions. It is almost one word, similar words, where that they shouldn't enter, they shouldn't have a way. Say in the name of Jesus Christ.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
As I lift this cup, I shut down.
I shut down
every occultic, and witchcraft,
infiltrations,
interruptions, into my dreams, into my destiny, into my testimony, into my prophecy word, into my husband's life, into my wife's life, into my home, into my career, into my business, into my finances. I shut down occultic and witchcraft, infiltrations, interferences, interruptions. Say, in the name of Jesus Christ, as I lift this cup, Holy Spirit, manifest the declarations right now. Manifest the declarations right now. Make the declarations real. Make my declaration tonight alive. Carry on the prayers right now. Ask the Holy Spirit to manifest the declaration. In Jesus' name,
amen.
We want to lift one or two prayers for the church. Then we pray for the war going on in Israel. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
In the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As I lift this cup.
As I lift this cup.
I shut down.
I shut down.
And I break down.
And I break down.
Occultic.
Occultic.
And witchcraft.
And witchcraft.
Advantage.
Advantage.
Over this church.
Over this church.
Over any area of this church.
Over any area of this church.
Over the project that is going on.
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 Over the growth of this church.
Over the growth of this church.
Over financial growth of this church.
Over financial growth.
Over economic growth of this church.
Over economic growth of this church.
Over miracle growth of this church.
As I lift this cup,
let the four angels
that
stand in the presence of God go throughout the earth and fight the enemies of this church. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ.
As
I lift this cup,
I shut down
occultic and witchcraft.
Doorways and gateways
into this church.
Into
every department of this church.
Into
every department of this church.
Into
every member of this church.
As
I lift this cup,
I shut down
occultic
and
witchcraft
doorways
and gateways
into
this church. Shut down right now.
Shut down
the doorways and the gateways.
Yes, so God. I shut down occultic doorways and gateways into this church. Yes, so God. I shut down.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Finally, I want to pray over the battle, the war that is going on. Say in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Our Father in heaven. As we lift this cup, we break down and shut down satanic, occultic,
and witchcraft
advantage
in
the current war
going on
between Israel
and
the surrounding nations. By lifting this cup,
we break down
and shut down
satanic,
occultic,
and
witchcraft advantage
in
this war.
Shut
down right now. Shut
down
right now. In this war that is going on. Every satanic advantage, every occultic advantage, every witchcraft advantage in the battle that is going on in Israel.
in that worship. By the lifting of this cup, we shut down, we shut down, we shut down, we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut
down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we shut down,
we
shut down, we shut
down, we shut
down, we shut down,
I receive
the broken body.
The broken body.
I eat.
I eat.
For my advantage.
For my advantage.
I eat.
I eat.
To continue to be.
To continue to be.
What God says I am.
What God says I am.
By faith.
By faith.
I eat for my victory.
I eat for my victory.
Shall we eat right now? The name of God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Say by faith.
By faith.
I receive the mark.
I receive the mark
of this cup.
Of this cup
on my forehead.
On my forehead.
I am a touch not.
I am a touch not.
I am a harm not.
I am a harm not.
I am not a failure.
I am not a failure.
I am not defeated.
I am not defeated.
I am not a failure.
I am not a failure.
I am never a victim.
I am never a victim.
Nothing of mine.
Nothing of mine
is a victim again.
Is a victim again.
Nothing of mine.
Nothing of mine
is under attack.
Is under attack.
Any area of my life.
Any area of my life
that the enemy has been robbing me.
That the enemy has been robbing. Me.
I am no longer.
I am no longer
a victim.
A victim.
I am liberated.
I am liberated.
I am liberated.
I am liberated.
I am set up.
I am set up.
I am a new beginning.
I am a new beginning.
By faith.
By faith.
I drink the cup.
I drink the cup.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Father.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Son.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
In the name of God the Holy Spirit.
Shall we drink the cup right now? Begin to declare right now. I am what God says I am.
I am God.
I am what God says I am. Declare what you believe you are right now. I am what God says I am. I am not a victim to delays. I am no longer a victim to delays. I am no longer a victim to poverty. I am no longer a victim to any sickness or disease. My marriage is no longer a victim. My business, my career is no longer a victim. My health is no longer a victim to any sickness, to any disease. I am no longer a victim to failure. I am no longer a victim to setback. I am no longer a victim to stagnation. My career, my company is no longer a victim. I am what God says I am. I am the head and not the tail. I have overcome. Mama. Declare who you are right now. I am what God says I am. I am what the Bible says I am. My marriage is what the Bible says it is. I am the light of the world. I am the salt of the earth. I am victorious. I am prosperous. I will lend to many nations. I will never borrow from any. Declare. I am a healthy person. I am not a victim. to any sickness or any disease. My business and my career, my finances are no longer victim to the system. I am a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a people belonging to God. I am a sign and a wonder. I am prosperous. I am progressive. It is working. It is working. I am no longer sick. I am no longer sick. I am healthy. Any organ in my body is no longer sick. The Holy Ghost has taken charge of me now. I am no longer a failure. I am no longer ashamed. I am no longer humiliated. I am no longer humiliated. I am no longer victimized. I am no longer victimized. I am fruitful. I am progressive. 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 I am progressive. I am no longer single. I am a married person. My husband has located me. My wife has agreed to me. Hey, Baba, those of you want to marry right now. I am the head of all the powers at my workplace. I am the head of all the powers in my office. I am no longer a victim. I am the head. My position is ruling. Shakata kabarakata, ebekete kabarakata kabaya, alakata kabaya, arabakata, alabakarabakata kabaya, alabakarabakata kabaya, ilebekete kabara, alakaraba atalaba ata, yabakata kabaya, alabakaraba atalaba ata, ayabakarabakarabaka, alabakarabakata kaba, alabakarabakata kabaya. I am no longer a beggar. I am no longer an indebtor. Shakata kabaya, alaba karabashata, alikarabashakata. I don't lack any longer. Shalakara, abakarabashata kabaya kata. In Jesus' name,
amen.
Let's thank the Lord for the answered prayer right now. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Thank the Lord for the answered prayer. Lipa baya kata kaba ya karaba shata kaba.
For your
as you leave this place, continue to declare who you believe you are. What you believe you have achieved. What you believe God has given to you.
Thank you for listening to today's word. We believe that you have been impacted greatly. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to give your life to Christ, please say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for what you came to do for me. Your life for mine, my sin for your righteousness. I believe that you are the Son of God, sent to die for me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Thank you for your grace towards me. Amen. Beloved, if you have said this prayer, You are now a child of God. Welcome to God's heavenly family. You can send us an email on deliveranceagdh@gmail.com. We would be glad to assist you and help you grow in the Lord. Thank you. Till next time, keep living the glorious life in Christ.